Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission announced Wednesday that it will vote on April 25th on a proposal to restore net neutrality rules. If the proposal is adopted, internet service providers will be reclassified from information services, which can treat the delivery of various services differently, to common carriers, which must treat everything they deliver equally. Common carrier designation would also allow the FCC to impose price regulations on ISPs, provide greater oversight over internet outages, add new cybersecurity standards, and prevent China-based telecommunications firms from offering broadband in the U.S. If net neutrality is restored, rules would take effect 60 days after being published in the Federal Register. Big tech companies, including Cisco, Google, Microsoft, IBM, Intel, SAP, and Accenture, have come together to form the AI-enabled ICT Workforce Consortium to allay fears of AI job takeovers. The ITC aims to push back against the notion that AI will lead to job losses, citing the need for reskilling and upskilling within the information and communication technology industry specifically. The ITC will evaluate the impact of AI on 56 ICT job roles selected for their strategic significance and provide training recommendations for the roles affected in a report it plans to publish this summer. Russia's Federal Anti-Monopoly Service announced today that it has written to Apple asking the company to explain why Russian users of Apple devices do not have access to full functionality of banking and payment services. The FAS said most Russian banks had been removed from the App Store and that Apple was not letting users install apps from anywhere but the App Store, making it impossible for Russian banks and contactless services to function. In a statement, the FAS said Apple's actions contain signs of violation of anti-monopoly legislation. DALL-E, OpenAI's AI image generation tool, has received a few upgrades, including the ability to edit images directly from ChatGPT. DALL-E also now offers preset style suggestions to help inspire image creation, not unlike Android's AI-generated wallpaper prompts. The ChatGPT integration should make it easier for users to write prompts by simply telling ChatGPT what they want and allowing it to take care of the rest. According to a Financial Times report, Google may start making users pay for search results that use Google's high-end Gemini Advanced model via a subscription model. Charging for any part of the search engine at the core of its business would be a first for Google, although the company will still offer completely free search results that use Google's standard Gemini plan without any kind of paid subscription. It remains to be seen whether there will be a market demand for this type of AI-enhanced search. Microsoft's massive AI investment in its Bing search engine has failed to make much of a dent in Google's market share. The social media platform X started doling out free blue check marks to users that have more than 2,500 premium followers. On Wednesday evening, prominent journalists and other users with large followings started reporting that their verified blue check marks made a return to their accounts. Any accounts with over 2,500 verified followers get premium features for free, and any with over 5,000 get ad-free premium plus tier for free. There is speculation that this move comes in the wake of X losing its gold standard in the breaking of news, as journalists who amplify such news and refuse to pay for premium X accounts see reduced prominence as X algorithmically amplifies premium accounts. The Verge has confirmed that Meta's web-based AI image generator is consistently unable to generate images of couples of different races, even when explicitly prompted to do so. The Verge's Mia Sano said, "I tried dozens of times to generate an image of an East Asian man with a white woman. Meta's AI image tool refused. I tried dozens of times to create an image using prompts like Asian man and Caucasian friend, Asian man and white wife, Asian woman and Caucasian husband, and only once was Meta's image generator able to return an accurate image featuring the races I specified." Patreon has added a new community moderation feature that takes a page out of Reddit's approach to content moderation. Creators on the platform will be able to assign community members as moderators as the platform expands its product offering. The shift comes as Patreon continues to expand how fans interact with their favorite creators, which in turn could create more places where moderation is necessary. And finally, Google's parent company Alphabet has been in discussions with advisors about the possibility of making an offer for HubSpot, the online marketing software company with a market value of $35 billion. The potential acquisition would be Alphabet's largest ever and allow it to put some of its $110.9 billion cash pile to work. Alphabet has not yet submitted an offer to HubSpot, and there is no certainty that it will do so. However, the company met with Morgan Stanley investment bankers in recent days about a potential offer. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend and check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.